Welcome, everybody. Welcome to tonight's group call. I'm so thrilled to see all of you here, and especially thrilled because tonight's call is focusing on relating. And I get to relate with most of you, all of you, one-on-one every week, which is such a blessing. But you don't get to relate with each other very often, except for on these calls, and you're all such amazing women. So we're going to have a lot of fun, hopefully tonight, dropping into some relating games and learning and stretching and sharing and doing all of that. We have a new member. Well, it's kind of new member. She's been in the tribe for a while, but this is her first call. So welcome, Paige. We can't see you, but we want to welcome you. Hello. We've got Paige with us, and yep, I think that's it for our new members. So we've got a newbie on the call, always exciting. So I'm going to do a little tiny bit of overview because today's format is actually different than what we've been doing before. So I just want to let you ladies know what we're going to be up to today, and then we're just going to go ahead and dive right in. So first of all, can everybody hear me and see me? Please raise your hand if I'm coming through clear on your end. Got one hand. Got Jessica up. Katie, can you see me and hear me? Okay, awesome. Perfect. All right. Yay, Sylvia can too. Okay. Excellent. So I'm bringing in the great technology juju tonight. The internet is going to be super fast and all of us are going to be able to hear each other and it's just going to be wonderful. So I'm setting the stage with that. Okay. So today's call overview. Thank you for all of you who filled out the feedback forms that I sent out for the Life on Purpose program and the calls. It's been really, really helpful and informative for me to get your feedback around what's working and what you think could be better, what you would like to see differently, what you'd love to see the same. So that's been really amazing. Thank you so much. And there were a few things where there was some unanimity, like there was a handful of people that kind of said the same thing, one being the 5 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock Eastern time slot, as opposed to the 6:30 that we were doing, because heaven forbid anybody on the East Coast have a life and want to get to bed at a normal time. So bumping it up to 5 o'clock is awesome. It works, seems to work for everybody. So I'm happy to accommodate that. And another suggestion that came through a couple times with regard to the calls was more sharing, like more interactive, kind of, you know, relating with each other, playing games, doing exercises where everybody gets to participate. So we're going to be doing more of that, kind of experimenting with that on the next few calls. Historically, I've done, you know, quite a bit of like educating or teaching or kind of walking you guys through some concepts and tools, as well as the sharing. And I'm going to kind of amend my part of it and my educational piece, because most of what I talk about is already in the modules or in the readings that we're doing. So I'm going to do my best to really kind of slim things down and hone in to a few core concepts and then bring those to the table. And then the majority of the call is actually going to be us hanging out with each other, doing some more sharing. I'm going to be bringing some games, some exercises to the table. And in my experience, taking tons of workshops and especially the authentic relating workshops that I've taken in the last year, I've really enjoyed learning through experiential practices with other people, like learning through sharing, learning through exercises, instead of just like reading and then memorizing it or like reading it and doing my action item. So I know that the whole reason we're all here is so that we can grow together and learn together. So we're going to be shifting the focus more toward that. See how it goes. Maybe we don't like it in a few weeks and we shift, but it's going to be, I like to try new things based on people's feedback. So that's what's happening. So with that being said, today's call format, we are going to still do introductions. So what is your name? Where are you at in the world? And then how are you feeling in just a few words, like, you know, how you feeling right now, just so that we can all kind of like tune into each other empathically and energetically and just hold that consciousness for each other. And then after the introductions, I will open the floor to do some review, some Q&A, some how's it going, guys, with previous modules, what's happening in your life. So we will do some review. I know some of you have just made some big changes in your lives, and you're more than welcome to bring that to the table and say, hey, I did the thing, or I'm about to do the thing. So we'll do some sharing there. And then around maybe 10 after the hour, we're going to play the Who Else game that we played last time. So for those of you that weren't on the call, you get to learn a new game. And for those of you who were and added so much value to that share, I'm super grateful that you were on the last round of that, because it, like, almost everybody emailed me the next day or in our session. They were like, that was really powerful. So we're going to do a round of Who Else, two rounds of Who Else, and then we're going to play another game after that that has to do with caring what other people think, dun, 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 which has been coming up like wildfire. No, too soon probably, but it's been coming up a lot in coaching conversations recently, whether it's caring what the boss thinks, or caring what strangers think, or caring what our friends think. So we're going to play, do some exercise around caring what other people think. And then, then we'll probably be at time and we'll wrap out. All right. Does anybody have any questions? Hi, Julie. Yes. Gosh, this is like the best crew ever. Okay. does anybody have any questions before we start introductions? All right. Everybody can hear me. We're all savvy. All right. Okay. So introduction round, name, where you're at and how you're feeling. Let's keep this short. We've got lots of us on the call, short, but potent, right? Short and real. So I will begin the round. I'm Fawn and I am in Sandpoint, Idaho, my hometown, in my parents' house. And this is their lovely tapestry. They've got great taste. I've been here for a few weeks. I'll be here probably for a couple more months, enjoying this beautiful weather and nature. And I am feeling really energized and really excited about this call. And I'm feeling excited because later I'm going to a bluegrass show with a bunch of my friends, and that should be fun too. Let's see here. Julie, would you be willing to introduce yourself? I see that you're just putting your headphones on. Julie, can you hear me? Would you be willing to introduce yourself? Sorry, I'm like catching you off guard.
That's okay. I'm like, oh, yeah. Still setting up, putting in my headphones. Okay. Hi, everyone. I'm Julie. I am in South Carolina. I just recently relocated from New York City, and to follow my dream of pursuing a career in writing, specifically travel writing. So I really wanted to be on this call tonight because things have gotten super busy in my life with job opportunities, actually. So I've been a little MIA from coaching. So I really wanted to be a part of the call.
Yay. Awesome. How are you feeling?
Good, really excited. And there's a lot going on. So, overwhelmed, but good, excited.
Great. Thank you for sharing that. Welcome. Awesome. So happy to see you here. Thanks for making the time in your busy schedule. Yeah. Awesome. All right. Katie, would you be willing to introduce yourself? Hi.
Hi. My name is Katie. I am in San Francisco, California.
Hey. we can't hear you very well. I'm not sure if it's sorry to interrupt you, but we can't hear you very well.
I can turn it up.
There we go. That's awesome. Yeah.
Okay. I recently relocated from Santa Barbara, actually just on Monday. So I've been here for like 3 days. Things are going well. I'm feeling excited. I start my new job on Monday. So I've just kind of spent the last couple of days exploring and kind of getting my bearings in my neighborhood.
Excellent. Yay. So you're feeling excited?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Congratulations. Okay. Ladies, I want to invite all of us to do a big round of applause and big virtual hugs because Katie's
Katie, where are you?
She's in San Francisco.
San Francisco.
Great.
Yeah. She's been working her tail off for the last 8 months to follow this dream she has. I'm speaking for you. I hope that's okay. As your attorney, to move from Santa Barbara. Like, this has been a dream for a long time, and she made it happen, and she got a killer job, and she moved to San Francisco, and she's sitting on her couch in San Francisco right now. So awesome. Yeah. Big congrats.
Thank you.
Yay. All right. Sylvia, would you be willing to introduce yourself? I can't see Sylvia. Ladies, can you see Sylvia?
Yeah, I just unmuted myself.
Oh, there you are. We can hear you, but not see you.
Can you hear me okay?
Yep. I think.
Okay, sorry. I guess Sylvia. My husband and I are in Hawaii. Now we're in our motor. We're currently at Norris Hot Springs in Montana. Woofing, helping out on their little farm or grant and soaking their hot springs. It's super nice. And so super excited for our like kind of motorhome journey now.
So, yes.
Yep.
Awesome. Good for you. Wow. So you guys are helping out on another farm. You just were in Hawaii for several months and then now you're in Montana.
Right. Yeah. We're super excited. Headed over to Seattle next. So we're here for a week.
Wow. Awesome. Yay. Good for you. Maybe I can coerce you to swing through my hometown because it's on your path, but we'll talk about that outside of the call.
Cool. That'd be awesome. Awesome.
Yeah. Congrats on living the RV life. I know that's something you guys dreamed of doing for a long time and you're doing it. So awesome.
Yeah.
Sweet. All right. Yeah. Definitely. Lisa, would you be willing to introduce yourself?
Hi, everybody. I'm Lisa, and I'm also in Sandpoint, Idaho. I'm feeling really refreshed after spending the day with two 11-year-olds in my house because it's so hot here today, and we're in the middle of a lot of fires. So we took an inside day, played games, pulled out the clay, did some sculpting, laughed until we cried, ate mangoes, and I'm just really happy to have been really present and in the moment today with my daughter and her friend. So I'm feeling re-energized and hopeful.
Wonderful. Yay. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah.
Awesome. Playful day. Love it. All right. Jessica, would you be willing to introduce yourself?
Sure. I'm Jessica. I am currently in Chicago, and right now I'm feeling surprisingly relaxed, I guess. I started my day with some intention and some journaling and gratitude and was able to kind of maintain that mentality throughout the day, so I'm feeling pretty good. And Katie, I just wanted to say I noticed that you have some artwork on your wall, and I'm super impressed that 3 days in San Francisco and you've already decorated. I can't believe that, but
my roommate.
Okay, still cool.
Still cool. Yeah, awesome. Thanks for sharing that, Jessica. I'm so glad that the morning practice continued throughout the day. We've been talking a lot about that. So yeah, I'm so glad to hear that you're feeling relaxed.
Awesome. Yeah, me too.
Cool. all right, Sarah, would you be willing to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Sarah. I am in Boston, and I'm feeling really good. I just finished dancing up and down the hall for about 5 minutes because I got a kick-ass response to this killer email I sent to this company that I'm really interested in. And I told them, he asked me why the company, this is the CEO, he's like, why the company and what role? And so I told him why. And then I know that they don't have the role that I want. But I told him anyway what my dream role is. And he wrote back and he said, I'm copying our CFO and our people operations. Beth, get Sarah in here. I love her email.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Yeah.
Thank you.
Goodness. Yes. Making a claim for what you want. I love that.
Thank you.
Balls to the wall. That's so terrific. Congratulations. Yes.
Thank you.
I'm dancing you. With you. That's great. Awesome. Yay. Okay. And then I see Paige. Would you be willing to introduce yourself? Everybody, welcome Paige to the crew. And I can't see you, but I can hopefully hear you, Paige.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah. Hi.
Awesome. Hi, I'm Paige. I am currently in Sacramento, California at home. I'm feeling super happy and energized right now, really excited to be on the call, and I've been making a ton of progress lately, and just feeling really accomplished and energized, doing a lot of meditation, practicing my communication techniques, which is Fawn has been helping me with, and it's been really, really awesome, and also letting go of a lot of things lately, which has been tremendous and helping me make shifts. And so I'm feeling really good. I'm actually flying out to Wisconsin tomorrow, and I have everything done that needs to get done. This is the last thing. Everything's packed and ready to go. So after, I'm just relaxing now and waiting for the trip. So I'm feeling really good right now.
Good for you. Oh my gosh, that's such a great accomplishment. Wow. I'm so glad that you can just kind of relax into your evening and then have a nice, you know, be in flow as you leave for your trip tomorrow instead of feeling rushed and hectic. That's awesome.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Good for you. Awesome. Yay. All right. Let me just make sure I'm not leaving anybody off of the intros here. Okay. So Ren and Kim wanted to make it. Maybe something came up. So I'm just going to go ahead and get started. So thank you for the introductions, ladies. It is so, always so amazing to have you here. Your presence means the world to all of us. For those of you who have been on the calls before and have felt the value of being a part of a tribe and being on these, it just, every time that you come back, you add so much and the group super appreciates it. And for Paige, who is new, we welcome you with open arms, and hopefully this will be a positive experience for you, and we're all going to have some fun together, and let's go ahead and get started. So firstly, ladies, and again, I know some of, like, we're all at different steps in the journey here. So some of you are on module one and some of you are on module six and or anywhere in between, totally fine. Or some of you are my one-on-one clients and you're like, what, you know, there's no necessarily like pace to the modules because we kind of piecemeal it together. So the context for this call is relationships. I'm going to walk us all through the exercises so everybody understands where we're at, what we're doing. But before we get to the games and the exercises and relationships, I would love to hear, we'll just do kind of a round robin, raise your hand, to share, any questions from previous calls, previous modules, like things that aren't quite making sense, or maybe they, you're trying it on and it just doesn't quite fit right. Or anything, any like progress that you've been able to make based on some of the tools or some of the calls that we've had. I'd love to hear shares around like, hey, I was struggling with this, but I broke through and this is how, or maybe I'm in the process. So anything, I mean, I'll just kind of open this up. We can maybe hone it more specifically toward the relationship with self stuff that we were talking about, and the like gremlins and allies, and the like self agency, like, you know, jumping into the driver's seat of our life and remembering that we're in control and that we're not at the whim of the waves around us. So, but anything at all, ladies, I would love to hear your share for the group. Like, I know, like, I know how most of you are doing because I talk to you pretty often, but that's not to say that you, like, please do share here because it's important for all of us to know where we're at. So any volunteers? And for those of you who are not on the video feed, just go ahead and unmute yourself. It's totally fine. Well, okay. Would it be helpful if I like prompt it a little bit? Yeah. Okay. It's a little too open-ended. I hear you. Okay. So how about self-agency? Does anybody have a share around taking charge, like taking the reins in their life and like making something happen that maybe they were afraid of, or maybe they didn't think they could do, or had some gremlins around? Any shares with relation to that? Okay. Any questions? Okay. Julie. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. So actually agency was a big part of, has been a big part of my coaching. And I even felt in the beginning of my coaching that I did not have control and I couldn't make, you know, my dreams happen for my life by myself. So something that really helped, I guess, recently is kind of, I get super overwhelmed with big picture, big projects. So something that really helped recently was breaking my projects down into smaller, more achievable goals that didn't seem so big. So I literally bought a planner and every day added something. Like I really wanted to launch a website. So, and there were so many moving parts to that that I just didn't even know where to start. So like for just one day, I would write, just choose a theme. That's all you have to do in this one day. The next day, just write your about me, you know, like just really breaking it down so specifically that it became manageable. So
yeah, that's a great share. Good for you. So it sounds like there's some empowerment around your agency by breaking that overwhelm down into steps. And then you were able to actually be an agent in your life and move forward instead of being like paralyzed by all of the things.
Right.
Yeah. Awesome. Thanks for sharing that. Would you be, and no pressure, but would you be willing to share with the ladies a little bit about, well, the name of your website and what it's about, just quickly, maybe in a snippet?
Yeah, sure. So my website is called The World Robe, and I have just all of my life been passionate about fashion. It started with clothes, but when I, went to school for fashion and started working in the fashion industry, I really love telling the stories about designers and brands and collections. So my concept is really, and I also love travel. So the World Robe comes from the different fashion and different cultures that takes place around the world. And even it can be something like stores, boutiques in different parts of the world, or what you find when you go there. And also something that I'm really passionate about in styling is what to wear when you go there and being prepared for travel. Mm-hmm. So that's my concept.
Love it. Yeah. Thanks for sharing. I invited you to share that because it's something that you've been dreaming up for a long time and you birthed it into the world recently, and like sharing it with other people is a part of the creative process of like breathing life into it. So we all get to celebrate with you now. In
I actually just got made my first business cards.
What? And
I know. And I forgot to send you a text of it, but this is my business card.
I love
my first business card. And she's so like, she's, you know, like I want to be here, even though she's supposed to represent me. I'm like, oh, she's so cool. Like I want to be here. So anyway, that's
you
right. And I got to put, founder on it, which was also really exciting. So
love it. Oh my God, Julie. Yay. Everybody. Big ups for Julie.
Thank
you. Yes. So inspiring. So inspiring. I know several of you are up to blogging and websites and creating revenue, you know, businesses around your creative passions. And yes, yay to all of that. And Julie, you're such an inspiring ambassador. So thank you for that share. Yeah. So ladies, breaking it down into small steps, right? Like these big dreams we have. I mean, imagine, even for those of you who just started the coaching journey or just started the program, like remember where you were when you first started. And it was like, I have no fucking idea how to make all this happen, you know, but with these baby steps, as I talked to a lot of you about, websites happen and business cards happen and moves and jobs and stuff like that. So that was great, Julie. Thanks for that little agency tip. Cool. All right. Anybody else feel called to ask a question or share or relate with Julie or have a question for Julie? Okay, pretty chill group tonight so far. Okay, well, we're about to play a game and you don't get to not participate. Just kidding, you can sit out if you really want to. Okay, questions, shares, going once, going twice. Okay, all right, let's go ahead and move into game night. So, module six, relationship with others, right? This module is so much of a process for me. I'm just going to say it right out. When I was outlining the different themes for this module, the outline for it is going to become its own like 12-month program. It's insane. Like, relationships are so complex, right? Like, there's so many different aspects to this. It's like a relationship with self, and how does that relate with other people, and how do I set boundaries, and why do I care what people think, and like, why do I act like an idiot when I'm nervous, you know, or whatever. There's so much to it. So I'm working my way through like distilling it down, right? That's something that I'm very aware of. I tend to want to be like, here's the whole Encyclopedia Britannica, if any of you remember what that was. But I'm doing my best to distill it down. I'm kind of taking my time with this one. Everybody seems to be kind of just beginning module 6. So I'm giving myself permission to kind of let off the gas a little bit and like take this, like Julie was saying, piece by piece, instead of, setting aside a week to just hone into it. But it is in process. So anyway, so far what's in the module there is the relationship with others, kind of the backstory. Why is this important? Why are relationships with other people important? Which might seem like a no-brainer, because, you know, relationships are cool. They're supposed to be. It's supposed to be fun and great. But there's a lot of science behind it. So I think some of us can get into a mode of settling where we're like, oh, it's okay. Like, it's okay that I don't have anybody that I can call right now. Or it's okay, you know, I'm going to do my own thing. And that is fine, but having close relationships with other people, like scientifically, biologically, we are predisposed to have that level of connection where we feel, we feel like we have somebody or multiple people, a village that we can thrive in, right? Like, hence this tribe. Hopefully that's the energy that's flowing here. So it's one of the top indicators of happiness and health and well-being. It's a huge component of it. So that temptation to be like, it's okay, I'm just gonna settle for being on my own, or like, you know, not having like interactions with people. I really invite all of you to celebrate your alone time, intentional alone time, but also this whole module is about being proactive and creating and sourcing and fostering and curating and maintaining really healthy relationships in your life. Because that, I mean, it's like, it's the juice. So there's that. So there's the backstory. That's all in there. So today what we're going to be talking about, which kind of ties together a lot of themes that we've been talking about in the program overall or in our coaching, is this like fear of being seen, fear of vulnerability. Brené Brown talks about shame. We've talked a lot about shame. And there's this phenomenon that happens where we feel like we're the only ones going through stuff. I know this isn't the first time I've talked about this, but we can tend to like get into this mode where we're like, we feel like we're uniquely flawed, or we feel like we're uniquely going through something, or like we're weird, or, you know, we're not successful because we don't have it together and stuff like that. And that's just simply not the truth, right? Like, we are so much more similar than we are different, straight up. Like, we tend to walk into a room and think like all these like individual entities and people are so different from us, and we get scared, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. But the fact of the matter is, most of the time, everybody else in the room is feeling that too. Like, we're all feeling the same feelings. We're all human, right? So I just want to remind us of that. And this game that we're about to play, the Who Else game, I learned at Authentic Relating, a 12-week workshop that I did last spring into summer, and then another workshop I did after that called Circling. If you're curious about Authentic Relating, go ahead and just Google it. Let me know. We can talk about it. It's awesome. But they play a lot of games. They call them Authentic Relating games. And it's essentially a way for people to get together and like cut through the bullshit and hang out and really get vulnerable and like drop in with each other. And it at first is pretty stretchy, because oftentimes it's strangers or people I don't know, or they don't know, or you don't know. But once we start to open up, there's this incredible phenomenon that happens most of the time where it just feels so good to know that we are not alone. So this game, Who Else, I'm going to describe it real quick and we're going to jump right in. So does anybody have any questions about what I have said so far about relationships and their importance? Okay, cool. So who else is a game that I usually, I think, is played in a physical capacity, like usually you're in a room with other people, but I made a variation of it last time for the call digitally, and it totally works. It's great. So the idea here is that we're going to play two rounds of this. The first round, we're going to be sharing a challenge that we have or sharing a vulnerability that we have with regard to relationships. And then the second round, we're going to be sharing something that we enjoy and something that we like or feel really good about in terms of relationships. So we're going to do two themes here. So the premise of the game is that when it's played in a physical capacity, someone will share something that is true for them or is, you know, an experience that they have, and they will walk into the center of the circle. Everyone's in a circle. The person says the thing. They walk into the middle of the circle. And then anybody else that relates with what that person said also walks into the middle of the circle. So, and then everybody kind of takes a moment, acknowledges, whoa, like, I'm not the only one, and then steps back out. So it's super simple, and it's also very powerful in having the felt experience of connection and solidarity and shared experience. So the way that we're going to play it, we're going to go in a circle, and I'll go ahead and like call your name when it's your turn. And so I'll give an example, and if you relate, raise your hand, and then keep it up, and we'll do like a, you know, okay, wow, everybody else. Or these people feel the same way. And then we'll put it back down and we'll move on to the next person. Is this making sense so far? Does anybody have any questions? Okay. All right. So it does happen too, where there's a share and you step into the middle of the circle proverbially and nobody else does relate, right? It doesn't really resonate with anybody else's experience. And that's totally okay. It doesn't mean you're a freak show. It doesn't mean you're a weirdo. It doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you. You're unique. Everybody's unique. And we all have things about us that are really unique and experiences that other people haven't had. So in that moment, if that does happen and you are the only one with your hand up, we are all around you supporting you in your uniqueness in that experience, right? Like we, even though we might not be able to literally relate with you, we're here to hold that space with you. So I just wanted to make that distinction so that nobody hopefully feels like isolated when they, you know, say something and they might be the only one. Okay. Let me make sure there isn't anything I'm forgetting here. And if it's, we did this last time, it was pretty cool. If it's something that you like super relate with, if the person said something where you're like, oh my God, that's exactly how I feel. You can do two hands, you can do wiggle fingers, you can like, you know, do a thing. Sometimes there's just like that really core connection that happens. Okay, so I will start the round here. And so anybody that relates with what I'm saying, raise your hand. Okay, challenge or vulnerability. Let's take a moment to think of our own unique shares. Okay. Sometimes I don't know what to do when I'm around people that have super different belief systems than I do. And I just don't know. I just kind of freeze up. Thanks, ladies. Yeah. Okay. So it's an example. Does anybody have any questions before we get started? Okay. Katie, would you be willing to start or continue the round and share something that's challenging or vulnerable for you socially?
Sure. So I tend to, for people that are already doing what I want to do or doing something that I want to do but think I can't do, I tend to put them on a pedestal, and that keeps me from being able to be myself around them or like try to establish relationships with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome. Thanks, ladies. Lots of hands up for that one too. Awesome. Thank you. Julie, would you be willing to share?
Yes, I knew exactly what I was going to say. So this, because I just had a revelation about this recently. When I am in conversations with people, I tend to get into my own head thinking about what they're thinking about me and what I'm saying, and, you know, those responses, instead of being like super present within the conversation and just replying like myself.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Keep your hands up, ladies. I have to toggle back and forth with my screen. So yeah. Yes. Yeah. Nice. I'm so grateful that you brought that up, because that is actually the next game we're going to exercise. We're going to do on this call is something around that. So thank you so much for your honesty with that one, for sure. All right, Paige, would you be willing to share?
Sure, and I know you guys can't see me, but I was waving my fingers on that last one, definitely.
Thank you, awesome.
And I'm actually doing it. I know you can't see me, but my hands are up. So I sometimes struggle with communicating my needs with the people that are close to me in my life. And you know, I worry that I'm going to look weak or different, or that I will just disrupt the flow of things. So I sometimes don't express my needs and kind of just let things go, you know, normally and smoothly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you see us, Paige? I don't know if you can see us.
I can see you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. A lot of relatability there. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, needs, expressing needs, that's going to be the focus of our next call. So thank you for that staging. Yeah, I think we can all relate with that. Okay, Jessica, would you be willing to share?
Sure. So when I walk into a room of people that I don't know, or it can just be a group of people, I automatically feel like I'm the least qualified person to be there, or that I have to justify my presence either to them or even to myself. Instead of automatically feeling a sense of belonging, I automatically feel a sense of not belonging.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for that share. Yeah. It's a very human one for sure. We're going to be talking about that a little bit on the call too. So thank you for that. Let's see here. Lisa, would you be willing to share?
So I think mine of late is, I've been dealing with a lot of social anxiety lately, and I feel like I have this way about me that's just really off-putting. Even though I have the greatest desire to connect with people and communicate in a good way, I just feel like I have this kind of awkward thing about me that's very off-putting.
Mm.
And it's been kind of freaking me out lately.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Definitely felt that before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you for that. And Sylvia, would you be willing to share?
Sure. So I'm more of a shy person. So in social situations, something that happens to me is just I kind of don't know what to say at times, or if I know I'm going to be called on for something or to be in front of a group or whatever, then I kind of blank out, don't know what to say. So that's kind of a struggle for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Thank you for that. Yeah. That like deer in the headlights, like, ah, that sort of thing. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see here. Sarah, would you be willing to share?
So I always get uncomfortable with the stage where not when you don't know anybody. I'm really good at just like getting the conversation going and talking. But the stage, like the second time you've seen somebody and I'm afraid that I'm going to like say their name wrong or forget absolutely everything that they told me. And then I just can't proceed. And then I start thinking like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. They don't even want to stand here and talk to me.
Yeah. Definitely relate with that. Thank you so much for that share. Yeah. All right. So yeah, by the looks of it, ladies, it seems like everything that we're sharing here, a lot of this at least, is pretty relatable, right? We all have these experiences. And thank you for that. I didn't miss anybody, did I? No, okay. This whole toggling thing. I must figure it out. So yeah, our experiences are more similar than they are different. So remember that next time you go into a new situation or a room of people or that you know or maybe don't know. Just remind yourself, like, you know, as Katie was saying, kind of like pedestalizing people. And this is talked about quite a bit in the book, Not Nice, but like bringing that pedestal down by reminding yourself that we're all humans. We're all, you know, like we are equal. There's nothing that makes anyone better inherently or worse than anybody else. And we all go through very similar experiences. So that helps me a lot when I'm feeling like in a room of people that I think are cooler than me or more successful or, you know, when I was working on a tech startup, I was mortified. And I reminded myself like, hey, everybody's probably feeling at least some semblance of what I'm feeling here. So it just kind of like levels the energetic playing field for me. So keep that in mind. Okay, let's play another round. So we're going to do Who Else Again, and we're going to do this one with regard to things that we enjoy, right? So that was like challenges. Let's talk about the good stuff. What do we enjoy? What goes well for us? What do we like about connecting with other people? You know, what are those times when socially we are feeling good or feeling in flow? And take a moment to reflect on that, and then we'll do a round of that to balance out the energy here. Okay. All right. So I'll go ahead and start. I love being on the dance floor, dancing to music that I absolutely love with people who also absolutely love that music too. And there's this feeling of like, we all are in this a magical moment of sharing music together and the experience of togetherness. Like that is one of my favorite places to be in life. So anybody relate with that? Yay. Awesome. Yay. Thank you. Cool. All right. Sarah, would you be willing to share an enjoyment?
I love walking into rooms of people I don't know. I just love going up, introducing myself, and trying to find connections between people.
Awesome. Wow. Good for you. I can relate with that a bit. That's great. Maybe, I'm just going to throw this out there, but maybe you could do a separate call where you kind of feature that, how you do that. Because I think for a lot of people in this tribe, that's a really challenging thing for them. Like that is like hell on wheels for them. Or I don't know if that's the right term, but it's very petrifying. So we can talk about this later, but I love that you have that, that enjoyment of being around strangers. That's awesome. Cool. Thank you for sharing that. Katie, would you be willing to share something you enjoy?
Yeah. I really, oh, sorry. Was that me?
Paige, go ahead. I said Katie, but Paige, you can go ahead and then we'll do Katie afterwards.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
I really love doing difficult hikes and challenges with new people. I think it's a really great way to connect and bond and just get through something challenging and just helping other people and laughing. And that's just something that I really enjoy doing. I did an obstacle course a couple weeks ago with a bunch of people I didn't even know. And I had such an awesome time. And I got to know them really well. And it was really rewarding and awesome.
Great. Oh, that's great. I love that you did that. Who can relate with what Paige is saying there? Activities with other people. Cool. All right. Awesome. Thank you for that message, Jessica, about the screen view. I just got a chat there. And oh my gosh, this whole time, there's this view. Oh my God. Thank you. Okay. Now I can see everybody. Didn't know that was possible. All right, Katie, would you be willing to share something you enjoy?
Sure. So these last couple of days, I've been, you know, in a totally new city, and I've given myself permission. I've kind of just let myself off the hook from like trying to meet new people and trying to like start a new life immediately, and just given myself permission to explore and like be by myself, and knowing that I have things to look forward to, but I'm just kind of giving myself a break. And I enjoy when I'm able to do that because it doesn't happen very often.
Mm-hmm. Good for you. Yeah. I love that you're giving yourself that space. Awesome. All right. And okay, now that the view has changed, I forget which order I'm in. Sorry, ladies. Volunteer to go next. Lisa, thank you.
So I got to experience this the other night with a family that my daughter made friends with, and we actually sat down and had a meal together. Hmm. And I absolutely love sitting at the table and sharing a meal with people who appreciate the ceremony, first of all, of eating healthy, nutritious food, and just the gathering of people at mealtime, and how special it is. So that's one of my favorite ways to connect with people.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. Yay, meals. One of these days, ladies, of these days, we're all going to get together in a city somewhere exotic, and we're going to have a meal together, and it's
yes, and dress up.
Right. And dress up.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We'll do the tribe retreat.
I'm yes, working on it's that happening already.
Yes. Thanks for that share, Lisa. Sylvia, would you be willing to share something you enjoy?
Yeah. So one thing I really love or have loved recently is kind of getting together in a setting with a group of people who have similar, I guess, things that are similar. Like one, I went to a retreat where we all had a kind of a similar challenge, and it was really awesome to connect on that level with people. And also lately with like woofing and stuff, I've gotten to connect with a lot of people who love environmental stuff too. So like kind of having, you know, they're different connections, and I can connect with each, you know, most people in one way or another, but it's just fun to find that connection that we have and kind of talk about that on a one-on-one or small group level.
Yeah. Like yeah. Awesome. Good for you. Love that. Especially, and I just want to speak to this for a moment, you know, like you had mentioned earlier about being kind of like more reserved or quieter, I think is what you had mentioned. And I'm just so thrilled that you're with that, actively engaging with other people and having these meaningful connections. That's really great. Awesome. Okay, Anna, let's see here. I lost track of my order, ladies. My apologies. Raise your hand if you haven't gone yet and you'd like to share. Jessica, thank you. Go ahead.
All right. I love making music with other people. I have trouble performing in front of other people, but when I'm working with a group to actually pull something together, each of us is, you know, in our discomfort zone with each other, and we're working it out and making something beautiful out of it. I love that.
Yeah. All right. Awesome. Thanks for that share. I have a feeling Paige's arms are in the air too, because Paige is also a singer and musician. I'm speaking for you, Paige.
Yep, definitely. Awesome. You were right.
Cool. All right. Kim, welcome. We can see you. Thanks for
Hello.
Joining. Hi, yay.
Hi, so
Awesome. You made it. Yay. okay, so I'm just going to throw you into the circle here. We're playing a game called Who Else? And it's very simple. Would you be willing to share with us in kind of a couple sentences what you enjoy about relating with other people? Does that make sense?
Okay, what are you at? Okay, wait.
Yeah, sorry, I'm just throwing you right in. Something you enjoy about relating with other people. So for example, my example was I love being on the dance floor with a bunch of other people who, and we all love the music that's playing and we're all just like dancing and super feeling into it. I really enjoy that experience socially. So anything you can think of that you enjoy, because we're talking about relationships tonight, we're talking about like challenges, but I also wanted to talk about positive things with relationships. So if you'd be willing to just share quickly something that you enjoy about your fellow humans.
Do you love to dance too with a lot of people on the floor? Especially when it's all my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I love that. Laughing. I think just sitting down talking and cracking up like over whatever and just keep the conversation going and laughing and talking. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great one. So when we feel it, we raise our hands with you, which is why we're doing this. Perfect moment to come in. That was, you completed the round, I think. Did I skip anybody?
Right.
Ah, Julie, sorry, go ahead. My bad.
That's okay. I really enjoy, this is something that I just realized that I enjoy, is helping people and then also I would say having help in return, because I historically have not enjoyed asking people for help. And I have a pretty recent friend who is just a really cool friend, and she needed me to help her go to her bridal fitting, and then later she showed up to help me move, and I was just so blown away by that because moving sucks. But so helping people and having true friends help you in hard times as well.
Yeah, thank you for that one. Yes, it's we I think this theme has come up a few times in these group calls, like, or maybe not, but the difficulty of receiving help, right? We love giving help and serving, and then when it's like asking for our needs to be met or for help, it's like, oh no, I couldn't do that. So I'm so thrilled, Julie, on your progress at that, because yeah, that's it's a wonderful thing to cycle it through, right? It's all a cycle. We can't stop the giving energy with what we give out. We have to receive too. So awesome. Okay, ladies, thank you for that round. Let's go ahead and take a quick little break here before we move on to the next exercise. Any thoughts around what we just did, whether the challenges or what you enjoy? How do you feel about that game? Do you feel more connected? Do you feel like it's really lame? any thoughts or suggestions or like experiential shares around what we just did there? Jessica, thank you. Go ahead.
I really appreciate that we looked at both sides of that. Let negative thoughts come in too often. And so it was really nice to take a few moments and think of the ways where I'm really enjoying the social situations, and was able to think of a few examples for myself that I don't normally consider.
Great. Yeah. Oh, awesome. I'm so glad that was helpful to have the prompting of the positive, right? Yeah, you're totally right. We tend to really just focus on what's not going right, or, you know, all the gremlins and that stuff. It's just where our minds go, you know, and we talk a lot about like up-leveling our awareness and kind of broadening the scope, and including what's going well is a really important part of that. So thank you for connecting with that piece. Awesome. Anyone else have a share, takeaway, insight from that exercise we just did? Lisa, thank you. Oops.
I was just reminded that, you know, where we find joy is such medicine in our lives. Because Lord knows there's plenty of pressures. There's lots of old dysfunctional thinking that we're all trying to grow up and out of. And identifying the joy and then committing to it. I mean, just me talking about having food with friends. I could do that anytime. I haven't been making time for it. I need to make time for it. It's just like a little insight into my own health. So,
yeah.
Very
good. I love that. Thank you for sharing that.
Yes, yeah, who wants to come to dinner?
Yeah, right? Sylvia might be coming through town.
That's right, Sylvia. Got you on our radar.
Yeah, that's a really great point.
Positive, because that's really important medicine for all of us.
Yeah, definitely. Ladies, I invite all of you in any category of your life where you find yourself getting like focusing on the negative or focusing on your inadequacies. A great practice is to invert it and ask yourself, what's going well? Okay, like I feel like I'm a total knucklehead at all this stuff, but that can't absolutely be true. Like there's got to be some holes in there. Like what's going well for me? You know, like what's positive about, you know, and it's not a celebrating necessarily like things that aren't genuinely celebratable, but it's looking at things from a perspective of abundance and a perspective of, you know, the more optimistic way of viewing things as opposed to that pessimism. So yeah, way to speak to that, Lisa. That was awesome. Yeah. So the medicine, you know, I didn't really think about it that way. So that was a really great point of like, I could totally go for some dancing in my life right now with friends or a meal with friends, or maybe I would like to go meet some strangers or, you know, whatever the things are that we connect with. That was a really great tie in. Thanks, Lisa. Cool. All right. So we are going to move on now, ladies, to the next section of this. And I'm going to probably move through this pretty quickly because there's such a great sized group here. And we have about 25 minutes left. Okay, so a theme that comes up quite a bit in one-on-one conversations or emails I get from people in the tribe, not just strictly in this tribe either, like this goes for like friends, my friends, people I talk to all the time. It's this theme of caring what other people think. Right? Like I had to jump off. Caring what other people think about me, right? Caring about what people think about us to the extent that we alter our behavior because of how much we care of what people think about us, right? So that could go for in any capacity. Let's just do a show of hands right now. Like who has ever found themselves altering their behavior or like kind of showing up in a way that wasn't authentic because they cared about what other people thought. And so they kind of like changed themselves, changed what they were doing. Yeah. Yeah. Right. So this happens all the time. And not to go into too much backstory about it, but, you know, we're programmed biologically and sociologically, we're programmed to care what other people think. We're tribal creatures. If we're an outsider, it means we might die. There's the little Cliff's Notes. So from a survival perspective, it makes sense that we care what other people think, right? So this leads to the topic and the theme of judgment, right? So I broke this down, or I've kind of dissected this with a few of you in the last few weeks. It's been interesting that the theme has been happening at once, but realizing that it's caring what other people think about me, but it's also more distinctly, it's caring about how people are judging me, right? It's the judgment that I think people are placing on me. And I just want to speak to judgment for a moment here, because it's related to this. So it's natural to judge. We had to judge biologically to survive. Like if we saw Mr. Caveman and he looked crazy, we didn't, you know, we needed to know to not be around crazy caveman. That's a weird example, but you know, it's built into our DNA. We have these things in our brains called mirror neurons where we detect very quickly, usually stranger danger and we judge, and it was part of our survival. And so judgment for survival's sake, fine, it's great, right? But this is extended to a different kind of judgment, which is the judgment, like value judgment, where I'm looking at a person and I'm not just saying, wow, that t-shirt's too big for them, right? Observation without judgment, that t-shirt's too big for them. It's hanging off of their knees. But the value judgment attached to that, of that t-shirt's too big for that person, what the hell is their problem? Like, why can't they find a shirt that fits? Who wears tie-dye anymore anyway? You know, like that whole script that runs when we judge other people. So there's a difference between an observation of like, huh, Sally is speaking very loudly, or Sally is, you know, speaking louder than other people. That's a judge or an observation, but like, God, Sally is such a loudmouth brat. That's a judgment. So there's something to be conscientious of here, and this will relate to the nonviolent communication modality as well later down the road. But I invite all of us to be mindful of are we making an observation or are we making a judgment, right? Judgments, value judgments of other people usually don't serve us. They usually don't connect us as humans. They usually like separate us, right? It creates the separation as opposed to connection. And what we're going for here with creating relationships and being able to relate with other people, I'm not trying to say like we need to relate with everybody or even that everybody, all people should be related with or anything like that. But what I am speaking to is the value of human connection. And if we're walking around all the time, which we do, with this like judgment arsenal going on constantly, we're going to feel separated from other people, right? So be mindful of your judgments of others, because not just because of all that, but also that's where our insecurities around other people judging us come from, right? Like we walk around judging other people for a lot of different reasons, but one of the things is that we judge others, right? So we judge others, and then we feel insecure about ourselves, or we, you know, we just perpetuate and kind of like project onto other people. So being mindful of judgment is huge. Like it's a weed. It's a big weed with a lot of different roots in it that we get to root out of our garden. But you know, this ties into not making assumptions about other people. Like, man, that hippie with the big t-shirt, like they must be on welfare and like they're leeching off the government. I mean, we like spiral into these whole things that aren't even happening, right? So please be mindful of your judgments. Observations are fine. Judgments can be dangerous. So what we find when we stop judging other people, or we have awareness around that, is that's one of the things that really helps us to feel less judged by other people, right? Because we're not like perpetuating the cycle. So that was a really important piece I wanted to mention. What goes on in our inner world, including judgments, are these like stories about what this person is thinking of me. And Julie spoke to this earlier, so I'm going to use that as a great segue and kind of like a touch point. So how many of you, when you're talking, have had the experience of like talking to somebody else or maybe talking to a group of people, and they're talking to you, someone's talking to you, and like you're already thinking stuff, like you're already thinking about what you're going to say. You're already thinking about like, am I going to say the right thing? You're already thinking about like, oh, I relate to what that person just said. I'm going to tell them this story about this thing, right? So that experience, right? Thank you, ladies. Yeah, that experience of like, there's already so much going on and we're talking to someone, allegedly, right? We're talking to another human. We're relating with somebody else. If someone saw the situation, they'd be like, there's two people talking. But really, there's four people. There's four people going on there. There's me. There's the stories I have about you. There's you, the stories you have about me. And then actually there's a fifth. There's the combination of the two. There becomes this kind of like tertiary, or the fifth wheel, right? That's like the both of us and the story that gets created from that. So this is kind of heady stuff, but to dial it back a little bit, we get to be responsible for the way that we show up in relationships. We get to be responsible for the stories that are going on, the judgments, the hamster wheels, you know, the hurry up and say something clever, you know, or the, but all the stuff. We get to be responsible for either letting that run through or taking a pause and being present, as Julie mentioned earlier, like being present with the other person. So we're going to go ahead and do kind of like a fill in the blank activity here. Let me just make sure I didn't skip over anything. And the lawnmower just showed up, so my apologies for that racket. He's really hot though, so it's fine. all right, so, okay, here's another piece of this too. I'm not kidding, it's pretty cute. So when we care what other people think, we hand over our power. Like we go from living in our world and our ability and our agency and what we have control over, which is ourselves and our reality. And when we care what other people think, we're basically saying, here, you get to hold all of my power, and I am basically going to be reactionary to what I assume you think about me, right? We're like, here's the reins. I'm at your whim now. So if you give me a mean look or an icky look, I'm going to feel ashamed, or I'm going to feel insecure. Or if you don't like my dress, right? If you think I'm a hippie or my t-shirt's too big, oh my gosh, something's wrong with me. I better go change my t-shirt. I'm inherently wrong. Like, so we, when we care what other people think, we let them make our rules, right? We let them run our show. We let them define who we are, and we surrender our power. And we're living in a reality that's not reality, because we're outside of us. We're like living in this assumption land. So is this making sense? I'm kind of jumping through this pretty quickly. Okay, so important point, maybe a takeaway there is be mindful of, are you in your reality or are you in your imagination of somebody else's reality? Right? Like, oh, Tom must be thinking that my lipstick's too red, you know, that whole thing. And if you find yourself in somebody else's reality, come back to your power, right? Like be yourself. And I know that's such a cliche, but when we show up, and this is another point, huge point that I want to make here. When we show up and we live by our values and we are coming from a place of authenticity, right? And we're focused on ourselves and we're asking ourselves, how can I be my best in this moment? How can I be my authentic self in this moment? We take the focus from that outward facing, it's called locus of control. We take the focus from what everybody else thinks. And so changing our behavior because of that. And we turn it inward and we're like, and we're back into the driver's seat again. And who cares what Tom thinks about my lipstick? And I love my fucking huge tie-dye t-shirt. Thank you very much. Right. So when we show up and we, as stretchy as it is, and as much as our insecurities kick up dust, like if we can be in the moment thinking about ourselves, and not in a narcissistic way, but in the sense of like owning our experience and our authenticity, then what other people think starts to dissolve away, because we don't have the bandwidth to focus on them anymore, because we're like, how can I be my best, right? Okay, lots of different stuff in there. I hope this is making sense. So let's go ahead and get started with this next activity. So let's do, this is an experiential kind of fill in the blanks walkthrough of the difference, excuse me, between caring what other people think and how we show up, and not caring what other people think and how it affects us and how we show up. And this is almost like a super basic version of Byron Katie's work, the work that we've talked about before, where there's like, you know, that one of the questions is, who would you be without the thought? And it's like, holy crap, I would be free. So we're going to do round robin here. I'm going to go in order of appearance on my screen. I'll start the round. And what we're going to do is we're just going to fill in the blank here. Excuse me. Fill in the blank, fill in the sentence. And let's do maybe 10 seconds per person, 20 seconds per person, if it feels really poignant, just for the sake of time here. So the first prompt is, when I care about what other people think of me and how they're judging me, if they're judging me, I... dot, dot, dot. okay, when I care about what other people think, I dot, dot, dot. So I'll go ahead and start that. We're going to do four of these total, and they will balance out. So don't worry. We're not just going to focus on the negative. All right. So when I care about what other people think of me, I was kind of thinking about this earlier, like scenarios. As a musician, when I get on stage and I'm thinking about the crowd, I'm thinking about what people think of my singing, I panic. Like, I have anxiety. I doubt myself. I forget the lyrics. I feel unworthy of even being on a stage. I feel like everybody's eyes are like criticizing my every move, and that like I'm not perfect enough to be up there. So this whole thing goes down when I care what other people think about me when I'm performing. And this goes for other situations as well, but that's my example. So I have a physical reaction. My heart starts beating. I kind of stammer and I get sweaty and I go blank, quite frankly. So, okay. Is this making sense, ladies? Does anybody have any questions about this kind of fill in the blank exercise? Okay. Okay, cool. Jessica, would you be willing to share fill in the blank? When I care about what other people think of me, I?
Sure. When I care about what other people think of me, I totally discredit my own abilities. I just lose sense of what my values are, what the gifts are that I have to share, and I just automatically start doubting myself.
Mm-hmm. And we can do a show of relation hands, ladies, if that resonates with you. Yeah, thanks, Jessica. Mm-hmm. For sure. Katie, would you be willing to fill in the blank? When I care about what other people think of me,
I forget to be present. I'm just in my own head.
Mm. Can you say a little bit more about that?
I'm just like, I'm not even like processing the conversation or what's going on around me. I'm just very worried about like how I look to other people and how I sound. So I'm not myself. I'm not funny. I'm not sarcastic. I'm just like, I feel like I come off awkward when I care too much.
Mm, yeah. I relate with that for sure. Thanks for that share. Julie, when I care about what other people think of me, I.
When I care about what other people think of me, I think that they don't like me, or I think that they won't like me.
Like there's an assumption immediately, like that they won't like you?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah. To that. Mm-hmm. Lisa, would you be willing to fill in the blank?
I think for me, I just give my power away and I don't feel worthy. And I let all of my life experience just go right out the door because of my cognitive dissonance that's got me by the balls once again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thanks for that share. Yep. Sylvia, would you be willing to fill in the blank?
Yeah, I think for me, when I care about other people think of me, I think I close off, kind of feel distant, not a part of the group, kind of that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's a, like, it sounds like there's kind of an energetic shutting down that happens, or like, yeah, yeah, thanks for sharing that. I definitely relate. Kim's taking a quick break. Paige, would you be willing to share or fill in the blank? When I care what other people think of me?
Yeah, when I care about what others think of me, I tend to worry about the things I need to do to change myself. You know, taking more time in the morning getting ready because my hair is being difficult, or I don't have the right shoes to wear, or when I'm with somebody,
I might say something different or make a joke that I normally wouldn't make just to try to come off as funny or please them in some way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so kind of altering your behavior.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that. Yeah, altering, another term maybe for that could be people-pleasing in a way. Yeah, we haven't talked about that yet, so I don't want to throw a term at you that isn't part of our vocabulary. But yeah, that would, I think, qualify as people-pleasing. I do it. I hear you. Yep. And Kim, I think you needed to step away, but if you are back, would you be willing to fill in the blank? Okay. I hope Kim comes back because I was just talking to her about this yesterday. All right. Thank you, ladies. Right? Did I miss anybody? I think I got us all. Cool. Yeah. So look at what we do when we care what other people think, right? Like it's like, red alert, panic mode. Like we get weird, right? We get kind of like, we're not in our flow. We're not in our natural state. So that exercise was to, you know, to illustrate, not that it's not starkly clear to all of us already, but just how it affects us, you know, how it affects the way we show up. And so we're gonna do another extension of that. Oh my God, it's 6:24. Okay, we're gonna skip the next aspect of that and move on to the kind of balance out portion of the fill in the blank. The other leg of what I was going to do just now was, you know, when I care about what other people think about me, my experience of myself is, right? Like I treat myself this way, or I have these thoughts about myself. And I think that's an important thing to maybe process through on your own time. Like how do you relate and show up with yourself when you care what people think about you? Common things are like, I abandon myself. I mean, this has kind of been said in the subcommunication here in our shares, but I abandon myself. I sacrifice myself. I do things I wouldn't usually do. I feel lesser than. I, you know, grovel, whatever, you know. And so like, how does it affect ourselves, right? So that was the other leg, but we're going to skip over that because time flies and it is 6:25 Pacific. So let's go ahead and balance this out. So as I was saying earlier, when we're focused on our truth and our values and our experience and, oh, Kim's back. Oh, I really wanted to hear Kim's share. Hey, Kim, I know you just got back, but would you be willing to fill in the blank? We just finished that round and I would love to hear your share. Thank you. So the prompt was, when I care about what other people think of me, I...
Yeah.
Dot, dot, dot.
Oh. When I care about what others think, I shrink back like I'm not myself, I think. I just shrink.
Shrink back? You're a little bit choppy.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear.
Okay, yeah, I think the connection's a little...
Is it better now?
Yes, it's... I think so, yeah. Nope, dropped out. Okay, what I heard you say, though, I'm going to go ahead and put you on mute, but what I heard you say is you shrink back. If we weren't so close to time, I would see if this connection can be improved, but... yeah, so I really wanted your share there, Kim, because I know this is something that you relate with big time. Okay, so we're going to shift gears and we're going to wrap out on a high note here, and we're going to do another fill in the blank. And so when we are focused on our own truth, when we're focused on our values, when we are present, when we are not making assumptions about how other people are judging us or you know, what they think of us, when we are here in the now without the story, which Byron Katie talks about a lot, it's her whole thing, we're being authentically us, right? Like so this is what the exercise is. Think about a time recently when you cared what people thought about you and you let that affect you, right? Think about a recent experience. And then think about how you behaved, right, as a result. And then think about if you didn't care what people thought about you, right? If you didn't care about the judgments of others, if that literally wasn't there, right? Like you walk into a room, it doesn't even occur to you to care what other people think about you. So you're showing up, you're yourself, you know, just like you are at home with your cat or your plants or whatever, like you're, or when you go on a hike by yourself, like you're being you. And you walk into, you know, imagine yourself in this situation, not caring what other people think. And we're going to fill in the blank. All right. So when I don't care what other people think, I dot, dot, dot. So I will start the round here. Is this making sense? Does anyone have any questions? Okay. So this exercise is to illustrate like the difference, like it's all in our heads. We can let go. We can let go of it. So when I don't care what other people think, I feel really like almost giddy and like silly and like a kid again and confident. And I say what I believe and I say what I mean and I'm present with others. And I actually listen to them. Like I'm able to tune into their, what they're saying and really tune into what they're saying. What else? Yeah. Yeah, I think it's that like carefree silliness really comes through when I don't care what people think. I'm like, whatever. So yeah, so that's I think my sentence fill in. All right, everybody willing to do a round before we wrap out? Okay, great. Thank you. Jessica, would you be willing to share with us when you don't care what people think?
Sure. When I don't care about what people think, I feel empowered, I feel calm, I feel light, and I feel like I can do something helpful.
Right, that contribution piece. Nice. Thank you. Katie, what's it like for you when you don't care what people think?
Kind of along the same lines, I feel relaxed and actually like myself. I don't, you know, replay conversations in my head later and be like, oh, if I had only said this. And I can, you know, really, I can enjoy myself more. I'm not, you know, all caught up in my head. So I actually like have a good time and I can, you know, reflect on that moment and like realize, wow, like that was actually fun. Just kind of relax a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great share. Yeah, I definitely relate to that. Awesome. Let's see here. Kim, what's it like for you when you don't care what people think? I think you might be muted too, my dear.
Okay. Can you hear me now? Mm-hmm. Okay. Is it...
You're breaking up a little bit. Ladies, raise your hand if Kim's breaking up on your side too.
Oh,
man.
Oh, okay.
But you can hear us fine?
Yes, I can hear you guys fine.
Too bad. Yeah, it's really tough.
Your video. Oh.
Maybe try hopping off and logging back on. Yeah, put it in the chat. Great idea. Okay. Cool. Thanks, Kim. All right. Okay. Lisa, what's it like for you when you don't care what people think?
I think more than anything is I'm able to just share the love, you know, because that's one of the things that I really feel is my purpose in this life is to share love with people. and not in an overwhelming, you know, like, oh, I love you so much kind of way, but mostly through presence and interest and humor and, you know, just letting the light in my eyes come through. And that seems to be received by people in a really good way when I'm in that space. I feel like, you know, I have a positive effect on people when I can let myself be in that space, and a positive effect on myself, which then of course ripples to my family and the planet as a whole. And I think it also gives people permission. Like when we witness people truly being themselves and not caught up in all the societal bullshit that's downloaded into us,
mm-hmm.
you know, it gives us permission to remember that it's okay to be ourselves. And I really like when I'm able to reflect that to people. So beautiful. That's what I get to do when I let go of all the bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah. So inspiring. Thanks for sharing that. Yeah, I like what you're saying about being a model, you know, like letting the light shine through and being a model for others that, like, yeah, let your freak flag fly, you know, and that it's totally okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for that share. Awesome. All right, Julie, when you don't care what other people think, ..
When I don't care what other people think, like, as I'm processing this, I realize that I create better relationships with people because I'm there, I'm present. I'm not thinking, like, why did I just say that, or what, I wish I had said this, or, like, something else. But I'm, like, listening to the conversation, responding, and, like, you know, in a curious and relevant way. And yeah, I create better relationships with people when I don't care what they think.
Touche. Yeah. Well said. Yeah. So there's, I mean, we create these things, like, because we want to get closer to people. We're like, I care what they think. And we think it's going to bring us closer, but it actually puts more distance. Right. And it's when we don't care, when we're authentically like, yep, this is me, you know, and like, very well said, Julie. That was a really great reminder. Yeah, that it is conducive to better quality relationships. Definitely. Yeah, because we're seeing each other for who we are, right? We're taking these, like, masks off and, like, hi, you. You human.
Yeah, and not being afraid to show who I am and what I think is funny, or what, you know, mm-hmm. Who I am. Yeah, just being myself.
Yep, love it. Thanks for that. Definitely relate. Cool. All right. And Paige, would you be willing to fill in the blank when I don't care what other
So when I don't care what other people think, I feel at peace. I feel happy and calm. I'm not worrying about the past or the future, or what I could have done differently. I'm free to explore my interests and express creativity, like singing or playing piano or painting. It's just generally more confident in myself, not having to worry about all of that. Mm-hmm. And I just feel more free and open to do the things that I actually want to do.
Yeah. Beautifully said. Yep. So thank you, ladies, for those shares. We are a bit over time, and I hope that was experientially, like, useful for all of you. Sometimes, you know, going through and, like, really feeling through the difference between how we show up when we believe a certain group of thoughts and how we show up when we, you know, choose a different group of thoughts. It's like, oh, wow. Like, that's a huge difference. Like, that's why I love Byron Katie's work so much, you know, in the process of, like, oh, right. It's a thought. It's not real. So, I invite all of you, as your fun work for the next forever, for the next couple weeks especially, is to tune into yourself and really check in with yourself around, where is your consciousness? Like, what are you paying attention to? Are you paying attention to what other people think and your assumptions and this false reality that doesn't exist that you're projecting on everybody? Or are you invested in showing up as your authentic self and, you know, feeling those great feelings that you all just shared, we all just shared with each other of like, wow, yeah, I'm, you know, at ease, I'm in flow, I make better relationships, et cetera, et cetera. So it's all in our heads. I don't want to oversimplify things, but it's all in our heads and it's what we choose to believe. Like, I choose to care what other people think, or I choose to be authentic and show up authentically. And, you know, we can still be interested in what other people think, right? That's fine. But caring what other people think to the extent that we alter ourselves or alter the way we show up, we're like, here's my power, right? Take my power. So let's not do that. Let's make sure our power stays within our locus of control. I mean, it's easier said than done, a lot of this, but at the same time, it's simple. Like, we make a choice. Like, I'm about to go to a bluegrass show. Lisa's coming with me. We're going to boogie. And, you know, I could choose to go to the show and be like, I have no idea how to dance to bluegrass. I'm going to look awkward. And I'm wearing Mexican clothing and I'm in North Idaho. You know, I could go through this whole thing of like, what are people going to think? And I probably might have moments of that, but like, ultimately I don't care. Like, I'm going to have fun with myself and dance and be with my friends and focus on that. And so let's shift our focus to where it's important, right? Like, where our energy really matters, right? So, all right. Hallelujah. Amen. Is this making sense? Does anybody have any questions about anything we just covered? Okay. I want to speak to Kim's share here because her reception wasn't great. So Kim said, when I don't care what other people think, I'm more confident, not caught up in my own story. I'm free to be myself and I'm able to be transparent and have honest relationships. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. So let's do more of that, ladies. Okay. Like, we don't have to take on everybody else's world. We get to be in ours. So, all right, it's over time. Anybody who needs to hop off, thank you for staying over. Feel free to hop off. I am totally here to stay for takeaways. I love doing takeaways. So, if you'd be willing to do takeaway, raise your hand if you would like to do a takeaway, but you also have to go and I'll put you first in line. Okay. Lisa, yes, takeaway. Let's do a takeaway. We'll just do one takeaway this time because we're over already. And then Julie, you can go next.
Okay. Hi. So Julie, you hit me between the eyes with your first share tonight about breaking down the big task. And you did it, girl. You're making it happen, which is so amazing. And we thank you for the reminder that we can just simplify and remember that we don't have to take off that huge, giant bite at one time.
Yeah. So thank
you for that reminder, because I've got some serious shit I have to get together and I'm overwhelmed, and that's going to really help me. Thank you.
Yay. Yeah. Thanks for speaking to that, Lisa. Yeah. Thank you, Julie. Yeah. Great takeaway. All right. And Julie, would you like to go next?
Yes. I didn't mean to raise my hand. I think I was like itching or something. Oh, okay. But yes, I'll go. I just thought it was really cool to do the exercises that we did tonight and see how we all relate to each other and have the same gremlins. And it just reminds me, you know, to show up as my authentic self and to help put people in a more comfortable place, because we're the same and, you know, we're probably feeling the same anxieties, and when I can get rid of them, then you can get rid of them too. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great takeaway. Thank you so much. Yay. Awesome. Let's see, Kim, would you be willing to do a takeaway?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yay.
Yay. Okay. I'm kind of grasping for one, but I have to say, just being on in for the time that I was on, to hear everybody talk about how free we would all feel if we were comfortable, if we didn't care what other people thought. And I mean, I don't know personally. I mean, we're from all over the place. And so I guess I was wondering how many people that I know, how many of them that I talk to constantly, or we're all just in the same circle and we're all feeling that same way. So I don't know. It kind of just, our community always makes me think, okay, well, if these ladies and you guys don't, I mean, you guys are doing big things to me. You know, you're following your dreams, you're making moves, you're doing, you know, getting involved with different jobs and changing your careers. And we're all so far away. I just feel like, wow, I wonder what the people in my own circle feel like, you know, and to not know maybe means that we're not as authentic and close as, you know. As I think, you know, but I don't know. So that's what I took away from
today. Yeah. Thanks for that share. I appreciate it. Yeah. I'm so glad that this call fills you, even if you're only here for, you know, as much as you can be.
Yeah.
And you make a good point. Like sometimes we know our Facebook friends more than we know our neighbor. Right. And we get to change that. Like we can connect authentically with people on a real level in our own circle. So great. Thank you for that. Jessica, would you be willing to share a takeaway?
Yeah, so Fawn, I really liked what you said about making an observation versus making a judgment and being more mindful of myself with that, with myself and with other people. And I think getting into that mode of observations versus judgment will help kind of reduce the tendency to react that other people are judging me all the time as well. And so, you know, putting those two together might kind of facilitate some improvement in that area.
Yeah. Oh, great. I'm so glad that resonated with you. Yeah, that's a really, man, that was a game changer for me. That changed my life when I was like, oh yeah, there's a total difference. And we'll be totally digging into that with the NVC call, which will be the next call. Like we're just going to NVC it up. So, and a lot of you know what I'm talking about there and some of you don't. And so it's going to be a good NVC, like nerd out night. Cool. All right, ladies. My takeaway is how wonderful it feels to relate and also how wonderful it is to speak to the freedom of letting go of caring about other people's opinions and judgments and just like how good that feels. So, all right, everybody, that's your fun work. Get out there into the world and let go. You don't have to care. Like you don't have to do that. And let me know how it goes. Cool. All right. I love you all. And I'm going to go boogie with Lisa and we're going to listen to some bluegrass. And yeah, I thank you all for being here. I'm so grateful for all of your presence and making time for it. And yeah, I look forward to hearing about the journey of social relationships in the Facebook group and all of that. So much love. Bye, ladies.
Thank you. Bye.
Have a great rest of this evening. Bye, everybody.